Do you or someone you know have a learning disability and does martial arts? This episode's for you. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Ladies, gentlemen, instructors, students, parents, masters of Songnam Taekwondo, welcome back to the ATA Nation podcast, where we love to feature stories of champions going beyond the belt. Let me tell you, today we have one such champion. I am thrilled that today in episode 121, guys, 121, have you gone back and listened to some of these past episodes? We've got some dynamite back there in the archives. Go back, listen. They're awesome. Anyways, now in this episode, we are featuring an interview with Chief Master Tina Newberry. Chief Master Newberry is an amazing resource for life skills education, for really empowering parents and students. And I am thrilled to bring you this interview today. We're going to have her back. We're going to have her talking about other stuff because she's so great. But let's get right in to today's interview.
Special guest interview.
With us today, Chief Master Tina Newberry from Texas, just returned from the Texas Twister. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm here at our Katy location here outside of Houston, Texas, and I'm excited to be with everybody.
Excellent. Well, we're really excited to have you. I reached out for a very specific reason to you. But before we get to that reason, I would love to hear a little bit about how you got started in martial arts.
Sure. I was 14 years old. My parents probably were fed up with my teenageness to about here at this level. And I was really struggling in school, struggling socially. As you know, I have learning disabilities and dyslexia and, you know, it's probably some attention deficit mixed into all of that beautifulness. And so they were really seeing me go down, I mean, mentally, to be honest with you. I was starting to take on signs of some serious depression and just not knowing where I fit. And so my dad was taking martial arts at a local community college, Lakeland College in Mattoon, Illinois. And he's like, hey, you're going to do this with me. And so he signed me up for like a 3-month summer kind of a thing. And he's like, you're going to start this and you're going to finish this summer program. And then after that, you can make up your own mind. And so that's how I got started in martial arts. I found a beautiful community of people eventually. I was resistant, to say the least, in my preteen, teenage stuff, all the stuff that goes with, you know, just navigating life as a teenager.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, my first instructor's name was Dwayne Connett, and my dad was one of the assistant instructors there when I got started.
And was that an ATA school right from the start?
Yes, yes, yes. It was ATA. I'm born, bred, brewed in ATA all through and through. So
that's
it
fantastic.
Was an ATA school.
Well,
yes.
I reached out to you specifically. As you mentioned, you have some learning disabilities. And I was just talking to a parent of my, a student of mine, and they were mentioning that their son has dyslexia. And I have dealt, obviously, most instructors have dealt with students with learning disabilities, especially if we look at hyperactive, ADD, you know, that is something that we're really, I think, probably pretty used to. I feel like I've done a lot of that, and I probably pretty sure I'm on that wagon as well myself. They didn't test me back in the day, but I'm sure. Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes. Truly, I think that a lot of instructors that do have learning disabilities or ADHD or ADD make great instructors.
Mm-hmm.
We make great instructors. So,
Well, and so that's what I wanted to reach out to you about. I know that's one that we've talked about and whatnot, but other learning disabilities, things like dyslexia, is something that is not, I think, talked about as much. And so I would love to hear first what it was like for you as a student. Did it make a big impact, make it really difficult to learn Taekwondo? And then how did that impact, obviously, school, it makes a big impact, and how Taekwondo might assist with that?
Yeah, I think that when we think about dyslexia or learning disabilities, we get to think about, in martial arts, we get to think about the day that that child or that person has had before they even enter the academy. So you're looking at someone who may be at a desk all day and they've been hyper. So they may have ADD. So they are really keeping their brain focused for a 6-hour span. And then when they get out of, like, I remember as a child, like, walking out the doors every day going, freedom. And so that's what they're really thinking, because they have been boxed in all day long. And so when they get to come to the academy, we see them not wanting to be boxed in anymore. Mm-hmm. So we get to recognize as instructors that they have been on their best behavior for 6 hours now, and they want to let loose a little bit. So I don't know if that is helpful, but that mindset of the child. And then, you know, being a parent myself, none of my children have learning disabilities. They take after their father, thank God. But they, you know, I have one that has some attention deficit issues. And so, you know, as a mother, you know, helping them stay organized and stay on task and remember their book bag, and what is, as a parent, what is giving my child a natural consequence to their behavior, and what is support look like with a learning disability, and those kinds of things. So on the flip side of this, you have a child who's like, okay, I've been on my best behavior, and now I'm free after 6 hours. Mm-hmm. And then you have a parent who has this child now, right, after school, and they're like, okay, how can I help them focus? Did they remember their uniform? Is there weapons in their bag? How much is enabling? How much is empowering? And so it's quite the dynamic to live in a household with people with learning disabilities and an attention deficit, maybe on the spectrum, maybe dyslexia. So there's a lot that goes into it.
Well, I love that you brought up that, you know, I mean, even for, especially most of us in the country, kids are heading back to school in the U.S. Yes. And yes. We as instructors see that first couple of weeks where, you know, the kids are especially not used to, got to control myself for the 6 hours, got to do the things. And then they get out from school and they come to class and we're like, whoa. And so what advice, what would you tell a mom or a dad who is maybe watching their kid, new kid maybe coming to Taekwondo, or their kid who's behaved great before and they're coming to Taekwondo and they're just like, why is my kid bouncing off the walls? What comfort would you give that parent, or what advice would you give that parent to be like, it's okay, let's give them a little grace?
Well, exactly. I think you just said it. You know, you're a master instructor, and I think both of us are going to agree that grace is given. I think we as instructors get to give grace to the children, get to give grace to the parents. The parents, you know, give grace to us and give grace to the kids. This is a new season. The fall season is always exciting. Everybody's got fresh pencils, fresh haircuts, fresh book bags. And we have this really big expectation of this is going to be a different year. And then we get into school and they're, oh yeah, I get to focus for 6 hours, right? And so grace is number one. Number two thing I would tell a parent just in general, just in parenting in general, mm-hmm. is delayed gratification is the name of the game. Okay. So we do our very best every day to create, as instructors, our goal is to help the parents create an independent human being. That's what we want every parent to partner with us to help create an independent human being so that when they may be out on their own, whether it's college or married or their very first job, they're making good decisions. And so one of the sayings I have at my academy is, I have stuff, you have stuff, we're going to be working on our stuff together, right? So maybe lowering the bar a little bit on everyone and everything, thinking that it doesn't need to be perfect, is a really great come from. I think that's a really great mindset, just to say, you know, listen, let's just be authentic and know that you're going to see things in me that you don't like. And I'm going to see things in you that might rub me the wrong way. But let's just work and promise to do life together.
Oh, so I love that.
That's what, yeah.
Well,
doesn't that feel better?
Oh, yeah. It's a good thing to remember that everybody's got stuff, you know, and yes. And you know, you're walking in to spend an hour with a Taekwondo student, you know, the parent, the instructor, everybody's got stuff. We're all trying to do our best. Now, that delayed gratification, I love this. It's something that we're really trying to hit at our school as well. You know, we're talking about core values and things. What are some practical tips? Because you have a parenting course. You've got some stuff maybe we'll hit near the end to mention. What are some tips that you would give a parent in helping their child understand what delayed gratification is, and then maybe some baby steps to help them show this and teach their kid how to do it?
So for kids, delayed gratification is, you know, I'm going to circle around to about three topics and then I'm going to pull it all together. Okay.
Awesome.
But for children is delayed gratification looks like giving them permission to make mistakes, giving them encouragement every time they take a risk, the atmosphere. You talked about core values. These are some of our core values. The atmosphere here at Leaders for Life is we want them to take a risk. We want them to make mistakes, knowing that these four walls and this environment that they come into is a safe place for them to make mistakes. No one is going to laugh at you. No one is going to make fun of you. If they try, they're going to have a serious conversation from one of us instructors, okay? And so off the jump, helping parents to know that our core values are for your children to take a risk and to try new things. Mm. And then the next thing for kids that I would say for the students is we do hard things until hard things become easy. That is one of our, what we call hooks around here. We believe in teaching in hooks. So I could yell out to my academy, we do hard things. And then my academy would yell back at me, until hard things become easy. And so that is a really great way to communicate delayed gratification. With parents, delayed gratification looks like, let's partner together. I'm going to talk about that a lot. The parents in our academy, and I think as instructors, we get to understand that the parents in our academy are the heroes. We are not the heroes. You know, we may be wearing the black belt, the stripe down our pants, and have pins on our jackets at the tournaments and have master or chief master in front of our name. But really, the hero of the story is the parent. And when we act as guides to guide the parent through the process of raising their children, we're going to help them understand that the behaviors that they see right now are behaviors that are the negative behaviors that they see right now are going to be useful in a positive way in the future. We as instructors get to communicate that to put parents at ease.
I love that. Yeah, that's really smart. I love the that hook you've got there is even something that parents can use with their kids. You know, saying something, repeating something like that, you know, we do hard things until hard things are easy, is a great way to just reinforce that idea regularly with kids. Because, you know, like you said, we want the parents to be the heroes. We want to assist them, be the guide. And that means not just for the hour that we have you, but giving you these tools to use this at home. Now, you've created some tools, or you're in the process of, I keep seeing some things. What resources do you have? I know you've written a book and we've got some other things coming. What do you have for parents that can really help?
Well, I am working on a lot of things. Some things that are already just right there at your tips of your finger. You can go to Amazon, or you could go to WMA. You can go to maybe your local ATA school and get the book, Raising a Leader for Life. I wrote that that book so that we can partner. You know, I've been teaching for 40 years. I've raised 3 children. I have grandkids. My dad was my instructor. You know, I am an instructor of children who own academies. Like, I'm entrenched and passionate about helping parents really navigate being a parent, because there is no manual tied to a little toe when they're born. And so I tried to create a little manual for parents so that I can give you a sneak peek into the future of what parenting might look like and how to raise your children to be leaders and independent, how to help them navigate life that is going to be tough. And we just went through a tough time with COVID. And I wrote the book prior to COVID, but I'm glad I wrote it, and I'm glad it's on the shelf. So you can get that at Amazon. The next thing that I think is a really under, I just started it about 6 months ago, which is on Instagram and on Facebook. It's for parents, it's for instructors, and it's called Christina Newberry, or on Instagram, I think it's called chris.tina.newberry, because Christina was already taken.
Yes, ma'am.
So we went around that, but that Christina Newberry on Facebook or Christina Newberry on Instagram is only thing I dedicate that to is teaching parents hooks, teaching little life lessons of what you can teach in your classroom as an instructor, leadership and life skills. What conversations can we have in the car to benefit our kids so that we can partner with those martial arts instructors?
Love that. We will include both of those in the show notes and stuff, so people can definitely follow that, get the book. You are a wealth of information.
Yes, sir. A lot more is coming. And, you know, maybe we can circle back around on that at another podcast. I'd love to talk about it.
Yes. Yes, I know. I've been keeping an eye on the things going on online. I know you've got some neat things that are coming in the future. Great resources for instructors that, you know, need to really learn some of these things to take it to their students and empower parents. And then for all of our ATA martial arts parents, you know, these tips are just things that are going to, they dovetail so well together with the lessons that our students are learning in all ATA schools across the globe. And we really appreciate your time today and all of the work that you are doing in ATA Nation. I've got one more question for you. What do you think it means to go beyond the belt?
You know, well, can I tie that into having dyslexia?
Of course.
And I think it is as instructors having some, and parents having some practical tools to help our kids succeed in order for them to go beyond the belt. So instilling that integrity and that courtesy and self-discipline and focus, but having some practical tools to make it easier. I feel like that's my contribution to the ATA. So, like, for instance, if your kid is struggling with just right and left in the in class. You're like, oh my goodness, they're stepping out with the wrong foot. Just wear a rubber band around their right hand. Okay, so that's a practical little tool that you can help our dyslexic kids. Or, you know, as instructors, right? Like having our students close their eyes when they're doing some of our moves so that they know that their kinesthetic learning is kicking in. These are just some practical things that I can help with. I mean, I could talk to you all day about practical teaching application. I mean, I don't know if that's this format, sir, or another one, but just those little tiny things to help our kids disguise repetition, you know, making forms like a fight scene or helping our kids understand that, you know, memorization is not the most important thing. Mm. Practical application is. Do you know how to defend yourself? Do you know what these moves are practically? So for me personally, living beyond the belt is encouraging and empowering instructors and parents to use different teaching methods in order to make the classroom fun, in order to make life fun. For me, living beyond the belt in the ATA is taking the high road, mm-hmm. is always assuming the best in others, not getting some negative story in my head, but always understanding that we're all doing our best. And I'm going to choose to know that these judges are doing their best, these masters are doing their best, that my leaders in front of me are doing their best. So that's what it means to me to live beyond the belt. And that's where my passions get to kick in and help others in what we call the ATA family.
I love it. You are definitely going beyond the belt. A wealth of knowledge. We will definitely have you back on. I know there's lots of topics we can talk about. We appreciate your time today and look forward to seeing you at a local event. I know you're very active down there in Texas, but we get to see you up here in the Midwest as well. So
Can I invite everyone to the Leaders for Life tournament in November? Next to the water, next to the Gulf, my son-in-law and daughter, the Masters Master Havaducci, Tiffany Havaducci, are hosting. So I'd love to see you there.
Oh yeah, definitely. And you said November?
I do. I think I don't remember the date. I think it's the second, but
that's
maybe
fine. We'll stick it in the notes though. And Texas is a good place to be in November. That's not bad at all.
For sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, ma'am.
All right. Take care, Masters, Senior Master. We'll talk soon, okay?
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
Chief Master Naomi Berry is a wealth of information. What a great interview. We're going to have her back for some awesome things. Now, ATA Nation, you know what's coming up? Fall Nationals. It will be here before you know it. October 23rd through the 26th. We're back in the Berg, Pittsburgh. It's going to be a great time. Don't forget to get registered now. Okay. Get your hotel rooms, get registered for any testings, midterms you're going to do. Make sure your competition registration is done. You don't want to miss the early bird pricing. So make sure head over to atamartialarts.com/fallnationals right now. And of course, make sure you check out our show notes. We'll have more information about the things that Chief Master Newberry was talking about. So links to that tournament and to her book and those kind of things. So we are going to wrap it up. We're gonna let you go today. But your call to action right now is share this episode with somebody. Head over to your favorite social media platform. Take a picture of yourself listening to the podcast, watching, whatever you're doing, and post it online. Let us know where you are, how you listen, what's your favorite episode so far. Share it out there on social media. And until next time, make sure you are out there becoming a champion beyond the belt.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
secret part. Hey, I actually just got two of these in the can right away to get posted and share. And I need to go home. I have been late to head to my parents' house, or my parents' house, my house, and see my kids and have some lunch. So I'm out, guys. Take care.